bitches. What the fuck is up?
Well, I think we're going to find out any second now.
Oh, hell yeah, we are, because we're hot.
Now let's listen to the theme song.
It's so good.
Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig.
Chrissy and Craig.
I almost didn't do it. See, now it says recording on the thing. God
damn.
There
we go.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, well, hey, everyone. We're coming to you half an hour into a show that didn't get recorded. But should we even tell them that? Or maybe that sets us up for a bad day.
No, that's kind of funny. It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. Because really, our sponsor, ADHD, which was in a great joke that you won't hear because it doesn't exist anymore.
Unless it happens again.
which it probably will. So as we just discussed, I am unmedicated currently because of... I will be getting a new prescription soon, but we'll see. But anyway, not to be on a downer start to the show, we were having a lovely chat about how to deal with... I guess, you know what? Let's just talk freely and then it'll come back to that.
We were definitely talking about dealing with like narcissistic people.
Once again.
Once again, because that's our favorite topic.
We have a lot of experience with it and we like to talk about it. Yeah.
We do. We love it.
We do. And we were talking about people talking about you. Because a lot of times,
yes,
those people will talk about you. But the thing is, don't worry that much about it. Because once people meet you, unless they're flying monkeys of their own, you don't have to worry about it. Just be you and don't get consumed about it. It's easy to get consumed about it. But
right. Yeah, because we had, like we mentioned, like, you know, those people who are like our friends who like, or just in general, you're with and they always have a fucking negative thing to say about someone in their mouth. Like, and they will go on. They could go on for literal hours. I have met many, many, many people in my life that could go on for hours and hours about how much they hate this person and then this person and that person. And it's like, how does someone have the mental capacity to spend so much of their like day, like outside of work and outside of like school or whatever it is, to just sit there and nitpick and just hate so hard? Because hating people really takes up so much energy.
It really does.
Such an energy sucker.
It really does. And the other thing to go along with that is the way people talk about other people is the way they're probably talking about you.
That is so, oh, that gave me chills because it's so true. It's so true. I mean, it's so true with that friend who's always, you know, saying something negative, like say you're in a friend group and you've got one friend who's always saying something negative about one of the, someone in your, you know, friend group's back. Just so you know, when you're not there, they are doing the exact same thing to you. And that with multiple of my friend groups, that has been how it is. And those like, seriously, are people that like are so hard to spend time with because, and we were saying too, like the more like these people, and you know, we've all been that person who has done that, who has just talked so much about.
Well, sure. Well, like, you know, having a good bitch about something is one thing. And sometimes people can be the recurring subjects of these bitch sessions. If you're having some kind of problem with them or whatever, there's differences though. There's shades of gray with that. When there's the repeat constant, like withering put downs of everything about someone all the time from someone.
Right. Right. And also it's like, you know, you all could like maybe agree to a point about something with someone. Like, yeah, it is really frustrating when they do that. Or like, honestly, this part about this person really annoys me. And you know what? Fine. Chat about it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't shit talk because I fucking do.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I have shit to say.
Yeah.
But you cannot become obsessed with the shit you want to say about somebody because then it becomes an obsession and it becomes your whole personality trait. Like, at that point.
Absolutely, it does. And it can take over your whole everything. And the trouble with that, too, with the people that do talk shit incessantly, is they can sort of erode people's conception of you, of them, of everything. And people can get into this thing where they bond over negative talk. That's all they do. They talk shit about people or specific people, even better for them, right? I imagine that friend group situation that you were telling me about in high school with all that nonsense when you're ostracized, there was that sort of thing going on.
It was, you know? Exactly it. And it became, I remember like talking with one of those people who I was very close with a year or so after, and him literally like looking at me like one, like, I'm really sorry this happened. And it was because this person had put this narrative of me in these people's heads, and instead of them, which is on them completely, no matter what it is that I did to piss them off, they decided to agree with that narrative that they didn't come to themselves,
right,
take it with them. And then a year later, be like, I was fucking mean to you and I regret it. And now I know they really regret it because, bitch, I'm amazing.
Yeah, but... which just makes it even sweeter, by the way. Just, you know, all these little things.
Exactly.
They're not petty. They're enjoyable for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah. But, like, just, you know, he pulled me aside and was like, she still cannot stop talking about you. And it was like 2 years. And she was like, she's always talking about you. And now all of us, like, she'll say something and we're just like, okay. Next topic. Like,
yeah, people make themselves look like idiots after a while.
Usually
pretty soon, but they will make themselves eventually look like the asses that they are. So you don't have to let anyone know about it outside of like one or two close people to you. Like, they will expose themselves, and the less you talk about them, the better off you are, because eventually even the closest flying monkey to someone like that will be like, oh wait, whoops, I fucked up. They're okay. This one's not.
That is so true. Like, you are allowed to take that space and talk to close people and be like, hey, this is bothering me. This person won't stop saying this about me, X, Y, and Z. But the minute you are obsessively talking about that and you cannot get it off your mind and it is the forefront of every conversation, you do look like the bad guy then. You do look like you may be fucked up. But the more you're just like, okay, it is what it is. They don't have to like me. I don't really like them, but I'm not going to spend my time worrying about it. You look a lot better, and your case is usually a lot stronger if you're right.
Yeah, and it's also better for your peace of mind to try to think about other things. We've all been there where you've been wronged in a certain situation, or there's no closure with someone just like dipping, and you're like, what the fuck is that about? But you have to move along. And also, you can't bring it up with a lot of people because it's just not going to do you any good. Yeah.
Exactly. And people will come to their own like realizations about you just by talking to you. And if they, that's another thing. Like, if they decide they don't want to talk to you or they don't want to have these realizations about you or whatever it is, that's completely on them. And that has nothing to do with you. Like, they decided to take somebody else's word about who you are without knowing who you are. And it is what it is. Like, that probably isn't a person you want to really hang out with anyway, if they're not going to actually like get to know people as people and form their own fucking opinions.
Exactly. You don't need those people around, so don't even worry about it.
Exactly.
Which, of course, we can all forget about when we're having like a weak moment or, you know, like a stressful time or whatever. But overall, you can snap back to that and just know you don't need those people for sure.
Right. And it's like all the things I say, like, don't do this. They're like X, Y, and Z are things I've done. Like,
that's what we can say. That's what we can say that. Yeah.
I've been that bitch who cannot get someone's name out of my mouth. And I'm just so mad about it. And then everyone's like, girl, chill. And then I was like, you're right. And then, you know, I grew from it. I learned from it. And I changed from it. And it is what it is. And change is great.
That's why, Chrissy, you've changed.
Okay, wait, that kind of reminds me of this one meme I saw.
Uh-huh.
That was like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's the like caterpillar sitting at a table with the butterfly, and the caterpillar's like, you've changed. And the butterfly is like something like, but you have to, like something dumb. But instead someone like crossed it out and it says, shut the fuck up. That is how I feel. That is how I feel about it when people are like, oh my God, Chrissy, you've changed. It literally is like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. You haven't, and that's embarrassing for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I remember this guy that I used to drink with. This is years and years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I used to go to the movie theater he worked at, and then we'd watch movies after they closed and drink, you know? And he later, when I was not drinking for a long time, I think I can't remember exactly what year I stopped, but it was a long time ago. So when I started Videodrome Discotheque, I was sober doing that. And so it was a while ago. This is like 2009 I started Videodrome. But he came to a Videodrome, and then he came to the after party that was at a friend's place. And then he was keeping in touch lightly after that, or a little bit more. But he kept bringing up negative times from back in the day. Kept doing that. And I tried to say in a very nice way, like, and saying things like, gee, look how far you've come from, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oof.
There's a different... There's so many different ways that people can say, look how far you've come. And there's very few people that can say that to you without actually insulting you.
Yeah.
You know, because why would you even say that, quite frankly?
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for recognizing. And guess what? Whatever distance I traveled, I'm here now. I am not there. Yeah. So this kept up for a little bit. And then I had to tell them, hey, listen, all that stuff's in the past, and that's just the past. And the best is I didn't see this angry email that they sent me for like 5 days. I mean, it was the angriest, longest email. They happened to be like a writer. They reviewed movies and stuff. So they like to, you know, use the power of the word. But it was pathetic because they're a problem drinker. I think they later had a health problem due to it. You know, like a crazy bad drinker. I think they didn't have a stroke, but they had something bad happen. And that just shows you, right? Because that put a focus on their drinking, and they couldn't handle that. A lot of times you'll see people who have substance abuse problems, they have someone around them who they can pretend is worse off than them. So they can always point to them. Oh, you really got fucked up that night. Oh, you really, but they'll also be the first one to be trying to feed that person booze or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God, that hit in so many areas. Just, I mean, yeah, like I've definitely like had my experiences with those who are substance abusers. And that's like very true because they do, you know, they try to pin that on somebody else but themselves. And obviously it's because, you know, it's a sickness. It's like, it's not, you have to understand stuff with that isn't necessarily their own. It's their fault, but it is the substance doing it. It's not their, you know, like...
Character failing or something like that. It's not...
Yeah.
But the other part is character failing when you're trying to scapegoat someone else. Like scapegoating someone else is always a sign of someone with an aberrant personality trait. Always.
Yes.
It can be with substance abuse or a family thing or whatever, a friend group thing.
Yes.
But that is particularly disgusting to me when I see that sort of thing. Because you can see it, especially I remember going to clubs and bars sober and then seeing people having the sloppy drunk friend, but they're like, oh, you're a mess and all that stuff. And you see it happening and you go, God, I hope that person realizes what's happening here someday.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, oh man. Yeah. Stuff like that. It's just so tough. And just anyone, you know, anyone who just in a general sense too blames other people for their own actions or their own problems instead of like kind of coming to terms with themselves and changing the key word today, change, changing out about themselves or trying to. It's just like, I don't know. I never want to be friends with another person who can't take criticism or take something I say without like getting so personally offended by it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that is just, to me, that feels like, okay, like you haven't changed. Like you're not trying to grow.
Yeah.
You're stuck in this like kind of victim complex of like, I don't know.
Why is the world doing this to me? How come this is happening?
Yeah, my life is so unfair. Like babe, everyone's life is fucking unfair. We didn't ask to be here. Like,
yeah, stuff's unfair. And also, you can look at everything as conspiring against you. I mean, you know, I certainly have a bout with self-pity. Probably the time right before I stopped drinking, when I was like the holidays, I was broke and I was miserable and physically out of shape. And also, this is a long time ago. obviously. But the holidays, it was Christmas Eve. And there was some argument with my parents about something where it was just very much self-pitying, you know, in a lot of ways. I mean, you could, not that I'm going to go through the transcript of the mm-hmm. contents of the conversation. However, the general thing was, I remember waking up the next day and I was just like, that's, we're going into a bad territory here. This cannot be. And so, interesting day to stop drinking though on Christmas Day. But I did, and that was a long time ago. Anyway, that's more. I wanted to talk about the self-pity angle, because self-pity is probably the worst drug there is.
Honestly, like, it's hard sometimes not to get yourself in the like "woe is me" mindset, but you can't live in that mindset, you know? Like, no. You can recognize sometimes if something like fucking sucks, you can be like, this fucking sucks. I need to sit with this and I need to do what I need to do with this right now for myself. But like, kind of overdrawing that, like using that, like, woe is me, my life sucks for everything, and then putting that on everyone else. And then the minute somebody does something you don't like, it's like, oh, but my life fucking sucks, and like,
well, it must be nice for you, you know, my life, you know, I don't get that same chances. I don't that's that sick domino effect sort
I
of
see
thing.
A lot of those kinds of comments on social media, like, oh, good for you, your life is like that, well, mine is X, Y, and Z. And it's like, I'm sorry, like, I, you know, sometimes I'll be doing like my inspirational speeches, like, love yourself, like, here's why you shouldn't. And people are like, well, I fucking hate myself, must be nice for you. And it's like, okay,
great, cool, thanks. We have a lot to work with that. That's great. There's a lot of places to go with that kind of comment. Do you know, like really, what a springboard to success that attitude is.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm sorry. I am. Like, I'm sorry that is how you feel. I, like, seriously.
Yeah.
I hope you're okay. But also, like, that is not my fucking problem.
No, it's not.
People love to do that on other people's accounts. Just be like, well, that's nice for you, but I'm like this. And it's like, Kate, that's why you have your own account and I have my own account, you know?
Yeah. And maybe that's why you're having the day you're having and I'm having the day I'm having.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, we want to help everyone as much as we can, but also we're human. And like, with stuff like that, where it's just like, whoa, self-pity is like learn how to be happy for someone. Like, even just in friendships, just like, you know, friends accomplishing something and someone being like, well, that's not fair because X, Y, and Z. And it's like,
or you only got that because, and they come up with some reason. Anytime anyone does that, they're immediately on my shit list. Immediately.
Yes.
Forever, probably. More than likely, because everyone can fuck up once in a while. I don't think I've really done it in that way. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't think you do either. but I'm saying that because there might be one person who could maybe be a good person, but still have that mistake. I don't think there's that many. You know, but usually people that do that, or they do the thing where their eyes ice over. If you just say, oh my God, I just got the best news about something I'm doing, this, and that, and their eyes ice over, you felt this, right? I see it. I can tell. Yep. I knew it. Yeah. Right? And you don't know what to make of it at first. And you're like, huh. And then part of you sometimes, when you're first experiencing it, tries to sell them on the how great it is, right?
Yeah.
Which is what they want you to do, because they want you to be tap dancing for them.
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
This just reminded me of a story, and it's such an odd comment that the weirdest comment I've ever heard. You know, I had a friend who was just had a lot of like generational wealth, lives in a, you know, she's got two ballrooms in her house. That's, yeah.
It's a shame. Two. I mean, how does one live without three ballrooms? I mean,
am I right?
Lord.
Where's my ballroom? The fuck? Like, so, you know, we had our financial differences. I'll put it very lightly.
Yeah, very like,
I worked every single day of my life while she didn't.
Sure.
You know, yeah. She could ask mom and dad, like, hey, can I have $1,000? And there it was. She had her grandparents' card.
Oh, wow. Not even just the parents' card, had the grandparents' card.
Yes.
That's serious business.
And, you know, it is what it was. I was like, our lives are different. I'm going to do what I need to do to live.
Yeah.
And you're going to do what you need to do to get new clothes every week. And that's who you are. Like, right. Be who you are.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And it's good, by the way, to recognize that as early as possible in life. There's people who are going to have more than you. They're going to have a quote unquote easier, whatever it is. There's going to be that around. So the quicker you square that with yourself and say, that's not my life. This is my life. And that's just it. There's no good, bad, or indifferent. You have to accept it and go, that is not my, you know, that has no bearing on my life, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, back to what you were saying. I just wanted to highlight that.
But no, so true. Like, people are going to have things that you want and you're going to have things that other people want, and you just got to accept it.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, maybe I'll get that one day in my own way.
Yeah,
in a better
exactly.
way for me, you know?
Right. And also the people wanting the things that you have, sometimes we can forget that. And then that's a mind blower because we can lose perspective even when it's about accomplishments or whatever. But there's a lot of things that you have that other people want. And so it's always like that. Like not the grass is always greener, but sometimes people have lawns and you don't, and you'd like to have it. And then some people would even like to live in a place that, you know, whatever, that doesn't have a lawn. So
exactly. No, exactly. And so I had just started my career, like, with TikTok and with social media, and it was just starting to really blow up.
Yeah.
And I had gotten my first ever, like, little PR package from, like, this cute small business. They just sent me over something, and I was so excited. I was like, look at all these cute ass sweatshirts. Like, this is so fun. Oh my God, they sent me stickers. Like, I love stickers. Like, just beaming, like, just so excited. And my friend goes, And I was like, what? God, I wish I could remember it word for word what she said. But she goes, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be too happy because I can buy anything I want, but this is a little bit annoying.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, literally being like, I could get this if I wanted it, but the fact that you got it for free for doing what you love pisses me off.
Yeah. I'm guessing you don't hang out with her too much.
Oh, she's dead to me.
She's dead to me, and I never even knew her as alive. That is vile. That is so vile. And I know we've talked about that horrific thing with people who have financial privilege doing that, but it's never... not appropriate to talk about because it happens so often. And then you know, you knew immediately, right? You're like, oh, this bitch ain't my friend. Like this, she's not my friend.
She's not my friend. I can't wait till about a month till we can get into the whole thing.
But
she is not. It's just, it's the same thing. And like,
stay tuned, everybody.
when we had forgotten to record, I was saying a little bit about how,
by the way, thank you for being so gracious and saying we forgot to record. That's very
we
nice.
Did. I usually, you know, sometimes I'm like, Craig, I don't think we're recording. Like, I totally forgot to look today.
I know. And I have two on setups
both of us,
to, okay.
On both of us. Don't worry.
You're the best. Yeah.
But I was just saying how this person had, you know, left Chicago and she had a lot to say about me and had texted almost everybody that we knew. Yeah. My old school, like, texted everyone that we had some sort of mutual friends with. And obviously the friends who are my friends right now are ones that were like, okay, weirdo, like, or didn't receive that text because she was also mad at them for whatever reason. But, you know, this person, you know, she had texted everyone that we knew, was like, fuck Chrissy, X, Y, and Z. She did X, Y, and Z. That was, lots of it was just like, that is a blatant lie, but go off, queen. Yeah, you know, like, and whatever. And I was talking to somebody who had gotten that same text from her. And we're just, you know, talking, whatever. She was like, can I, like, talk to you about something? And I was like, what? She told me that this person had sent all these messages around and she was like, you know, I didn't really believe it when I heard it, But, you know, after like talking with you today and just like hanging out with you, I really don't believe
right
what she was saying. And like, she was like, I was just surprised because she left and just had to tell everybody about it. And you didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's because I don't care. Like,
yeah, right. And she cares a lot.
That's the thing. And it's like when you go through something with somebody, the one who usually has the most to say about it, who, like we were saying earlier, like cannot stop talking about it, has to let everybody know,
yeah,
is probably the one trying to convince everybody that they didn't do anything wrong, rather than the person who's just kind of like, okay. And not that her and I didn't have our differences in the relationship, not that there's things I might not even be aware of that I said that could have hurt her. But the thing is like, I'm not going around saying, fuck this person.
Yeah.
They did this. I fucking hate them. X, Y, and Z. It's just like, it is what it is. This friendship didn't work. And like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yes. Right.
Thinking about you 24/7 because yeah, I have better people to think about and better things to do. And earlier I said, when I like don't like people, it's just like they're dead. Like it's like, I don't think about you. You're not part of my life. Like you're literally gone.
Yeah, I know.
From all parts of my life.
Exactly. Yeah, which is the healthiest thing to do.
Right.
It is. I hate when we do get like thoughts of past people that have bothered us or whatever floating through the mind or whatever. And you just try to like flush that out as soon as possible. Because that's just negative thought patterns, the loops and spirals and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing, loops and spirals. And you don't want to get, and it's hard sometimes. It's not like I've never done that with people, but
sure,
like,
yeah,
I've learned that I shouldn't do that because that is a waste of my time. Like I have done that. Like I've been that person that's like, oh, fuck this person to like everyone I meet. But like, you know, if you're trying to prove a point, you don't have to prove it by telling everybody it.
Yeah, just keep quiet. Because also, every time you revisit the subject, you're kind of bringing it back into your life. You're bringing it back into existence, really.
Exactly.
And I imagine this former friend rants constantly about you, particularly because you have such a public profile now. And it's like, oh, I know her. You know the real deal about her? There's a lot of sad people who just go around saying stuff like that. Oh, listen, I know I could tell you a few things about them because that's their way to have a little bit of status, you know?
Yes.
Because sometimes also really rich people, what's the one thing they're missing? Some fame. Like that's why a lot of the Real Housewives go on that show. Some of them have more money than you could ever even fathom, but they're not famous and they live around famous people.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, baby, if you were nice to me, maybe you could have been like benefiting a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, here we are. Like, and not saying she's not capable of doing it herself, but it's just like, don't.
Well, I'll say that. She doesn't sound like she's capable of doing it herself. That's just
well,
my take.
Well, the thing is, some people are not willing to put in the work to do certain things.
There you go.
I think a lot of people are capable of doing a lot of things. I think everybody holds capability of following their dreams, of doing whatever they want.
There you go.
But the difference is like, do you want to put that work in? Do you want to deal with the negative aspects that thing has? Like,
sure.
Do you really want this the way maybe someone else really wanted it and that's why they're succeeding? Because they have to deal with the ins and outs and all the negatives of it.
And the anxiety and the pressure of being the sort of the person who creates the thing that they're the face of and all of that stuff. And there's no guarantee to it as well. So do all the work with no guarantee and just sort of taking a leap of faith and dealing with the negative stuff. Not that it's a complaint or anything. It's just that, you know, that's the thing, especially the work part of it.
Exactly. I always just find it funny, just friends who have seen me maybe at my worst in my life, who've known me like longer, obviously, than anyone knows me on here, you know? Like,
sure.
I haven't even been on the internet for more than a year, like less. I've been on there less than a year.
Less than a year, yeah.
So there are people in my life who have known me much longer and have seen me literally at my lowest of low points.
Yeah.
Who now, when I am feeling so much better at such a high point in my life, are like, oh, but I don't like that for you.
Oh my God. And they actually say it to you. That's the ghoulish thing. In a way, though, it's them doing you a favor. It's them saying, "Hi, remember me? You might have been unsure about me, but I'm not for you. I'm bad."
Yes. Like what? I don't know. It's like some people preach friendship and support until the minute somebody is doing something they want to do with their life, and then it's like, "Oh, but I didn't want that for you. I wanted you." It's a control thing. It's this weird control thing of like, "Oh, you're not like depressed anymore," even though we all are, but like you're not like at your lowest of lows, like you're not
suffering,
you're not suffering, like you're not struggling every day for money, like I don't like that pisses me off. I'm gonna talk shit about you and I'm gonna make you fucking hate it. And it's like, what is this whole like preaching support, preaching love, and then just being like, oh, but not for you when you are getting good things. I only like you when you're down.
Yeah, you really do find out who like your real friends are through deeds, not words, right? The old thing. Because people who are just there for you, it can be like a real subtle, quiet thing too. Or they're just like, hey, congratulations, or whatever. It could be a small thing like, hey, I saw you killing it on the internet, or some version of that. Or like, even just casually. You know, because it's not like everyone needs to be well-versed on what you do or listen to all my podcasts or whatever. But they're like, hey, yeah, I saw you're doing the thing. That's great. You're really killing it. And that's more valuable than someone who, like, you quote-unquote know really well, who then says some kind of sideways thing or ices over and never acknowledges what you're doing.
Yes. It's just like, I don't know, babe. Like, the support could go two ways. Like,
yeah.
I just don't understand people that just want to be friends with people who they feel on top of or they feel better than. Don't you want to be friends with people who are succeeding and like thriving and who you can rely on in those moments when you have a hard time and they can rely on you too? But then once those moments are, you know, have passed for a bit, like y'all can thrive together. Like, isn't that what we want? Like, what is going on with some of y'all? Like, seriously.
I know. It's really spooky when you see that in people, because it's just like that drunk I was talking about. There's people who really just want other people to be miserable so they can feel better about themselves.
Exactly. And it's like, you don't have to fucking like anybody, but you don't have to wish for their misery.
Right.
You know?
I mean, like, and look, we've all wished for people's misery sometimes, but it's usually not like because they're a nice friend who's been nice to us and we just want to see them suffer. It's usually because they've done something fucked up.
True. And also, like, you can wish for someone's misery and then, like, completely forget about them the next day and be like, oh, well, you don't have to have space in my mind. Goodbye. Like,
right. Right. Exactly.
That's how I try and live my life. And sure, there's those people who sometimes I do. Like, right now, I'm talking shit about this specific person and I'm going at it. But
it's fair, though. It's fair.
But you know what? After this, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. You know? If it comes up, it comes up. But I'm not going to dedicate every day of my life to being like, fuck this bitch. Like,
no, exactly. It was brought about because of the topic at hand. And then that's that. And that's we said the other day, there's something bad in our lives. Well, we use it for the show.
Use it for content. Use it for something good, though. Whatever that is, you want to make what these negative things or shitty things that happen to you into. Like, be who you are. Do your art, you know? Don't hurt anyone or don't hurt yourself, but...
Just make some stuff.
Yeah, now, exactly.
In terms of people that are bringing you happiness and joy, you've been having a lot of fun little adventures with your partner.
Yes, I have. I have officially told social media most of it. I mean, I haven't really said anything on TikTok too much, but on Twitter and Instagram that I am in fact dating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting. It's been an interesting reaction.
Yeah,
tell
me a bit more about that, because I saw one or two replies to tweets. And then it was a little strange. So what are some of the issues that people are trying to say that are there that aren't there?
So I think, you know, being someone who is bisexual, like, people really love bisexuals until they're dating the opposite gender. And then they're like, oh, fuck you. And it's like, you know, I think people sometimes forget that bi people are still, if they want to call themselves queer, like queer as hell, like they're still part of the community, regardless of who they're dating at that time, you know?
Yeah. The biphobia is real, and it's a very strange way that it presents.
It's real. And I think people just like forget that, like, the things that all queer people go through, bi people go through that too. Like, bi people get kicked out of their family. Hello. Like, bi people, like, get rejected by people. Bi people get called the F word. Like, bi people get all that stuff too. And, you know, it was just really interesting the amount of responses I got that were like, oh, like, but why aren't you dating a girl?
I thought you were bi.
Yeah, no, literally. Oh, I thought you were bi. And I was like, I literally saw that comment. I literally was like, what's that? What is confusing?
What are you saying? Yeah.
Exactly. It's just, I also got this response that really pissed me off. Really pissed me off. This person had said something in my DMs like, oh, you betrayed us. And like, it's like a little funny. Like, I'm not taking stuff like that very personally, but I am responding like, you guys knew I was bi. Like, I'm very open. I'm very open with my sexuality on the internet. So it's not like it's not a shock.
Right. Like, exactly.
We knew it. I've been making content about it for so long. Like,
and by the way, I like to make sure that everyone knows that I'm bi/queer because I don't want to reduce my market share of potential, you know, fun time partners out there.
Right. So
I don't want anyone to think it's one way or the other for sure. No.
Exactly. It's just, it just bothers me because this comment was like, you're the type of bi girl who wouldn't date a girl. Based on what? The less than a year that you have seen my face on the internet.
Right.
So you're telling me you've been in my entire life, right next to me, every waking goddamn moment of this fucking life for 21 years. Like, it just really bothers me because then it's like, okay, one, you're invalidating me because I'm with someone who presents himself as a man. Two, you're just assuming that you know my entire love life. And I think that's just one thing that's really difficult being in online presence is that like people see, I try to be so authentic and so raw as much as I can be.
Yeah.
But there are lots of things that people still don't see about me on the internet, you know?
Well, yeah, which only makes sense really, because you can't put everything out. You have to have stuff that's for you, stuff that is private or whatever, and you do represent those things in a subtle way or a variation of the way, you know, in the content that you discuss or the topics rather that you discuss in your content. But you can't, like, what you're supposed to lay everything out there? That's your obligation?
Right. It's like, babes, like, I think people do have a lot, like, feel this obligation to people on the internet that they have to have access. Honestly, in a very general sense, not just people on the internet, anyone you know, a lot of people feel this need to have access to every single person's life and every single thing a person is doing and the need for an explanation and everything. And it's like, there's so many times in my life where like I've had a friend or my partner has been going through a hard time and I have tried to make it so clear, like, I know you're my best friend or I know I'm dating you. Do you owe me an explanation for what you're going through right now? No. I don't have to know what you're feeling. I don't have to know why you're feeling something. So many people just don't fucking understand that. Like, no one is owed shit, period, ever.
Yeah. Like, it's also like you can't be expected to be clued into every activity in your friend's life. And we can all have that feeling if we're having a little neediness or, you know, lonely, whatever it is. But you have to remember that everyone is their own independent being. And no matter how close you are with someone, you're not owed any of that.
Exactly. Like, no one is owed my entire love life.
Right. Well, and also, I remember before you made this all public, you were concerned about the reaction, and justifiably. And then that's a problem in and of itself, isn't it? Because you are someone who is so open and candid. And then it's almost like you're forced into a type of censorship, a self-censorship about it, and then a self-consciousness, which is then could potentially hamper the candid upfront content that you're
making. Hang on. This always happens at this time. The sun is directly. Is that better?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Is that too dark?
No, it's fine because the camera auto adjusts. And
okay, good. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. I was going blind.
No, it's okay. That's
I was like, oh god.
I always have that feeling when you're like, I gotta say something. Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't want to be precluded from saying stuff because of that sort of thing, and then that's which makes those challenges to your trustworthiness or something even more problematic.
Exactly. And like, I think like, yeah, like I didn't like, I've been dating this person for like 7, almost 8 months now. And I just like made it pretty public. Like basically my whole career on the internet, I have been dating this person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No, not a lot of people knew about it, you know? And it's because like bi phobia is so real. Like the minute you're dating a man, you're seen as straight. But the minute you're dating a woman, you're seen as a lesbian. And it's like as a woman, like as a presenting like woman right now, like, and it's just like, no, like I'm neither. I am bi. Bi means anybody. Like, and I think people also, the biphobia as in like, when people are like, oh, but bi people are always so prone to cheat on their partners because they like everybody. And then thinking that bi people still exclude other people too, like that kind of biphobia too. It's just like, I don't know. It sucks. Like it sucks sometimes being like presenting as bi right now. Like, because so many people want to insert their opinions and what they think they know about you based on this label you have decided to give yourself. And it's like, you like, again, like no one knows a lot of my personal life. So don't be making these assumptions like you do.
Right. And, you know, look, you can make up your own fantasy version of whoever with whatever, you know, information you want to use. But that doesn't mean that you have the sort of right to challenge them on their personal choices. And and also, who said that when you are in the queer community that now suddenly you get to impose rules on other people the way that heteronormative people impose rules on things? Where's the fun in that, folks?
Exactly. It's like y'all, like, it does bother me. It's like y'all are so inclusive until like somebody's bi.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right.
Like, it's just so weird how that all works. They're just like, y'all are so inclusive until, like, I don't know, like a woman comes into a queer space sometimes too.
Oh, well, like, yeah, yeah.
You know,
sure.
It's just like, I don't know. It is true. It's like, why are we putting these things on each other that heteronormative people already put on us? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's very frustrating, but honestly, I have been getting a lot of love and a lot of support too.
Good.
From people asking very sweet questions. Yeah. Like,
where did you meet? I was going to ask you that. I've been wanting to get, like, lest it seem like we're being negative. I don't think so. We're just talking about the.
No. Like, it, I mean, the negative is very prominent because it's such an issue. Like, I think.
No, it is. It is. It also, with being bi, even coming to the realization that I'm bi or queer or however you want to define
it,
that was a whole long journey, you know, thinking, I thought maybe I was gay at 20, 21, but then unsure because I also liked women. And it's weird how you can just put the lid on that. You go, well, no, but I'm attracted to her. And then, it's very strange. So for me, it took a long time to even sort of accept that or know that or however you want to, you know, interpret that. So then it's so crazy that there's all these other things once you've arrived at the thing, which can also change at any given time. And then people are like, but you said, and what about this? And that kind of thing.
I hate when people are like, well, what about like you saying all the shit about men? It's like, yeah, I still believe men suck sometimes.
Right.
But also, babe, it's entertainment. There are issues with men and we all know it. Would I be dating a man that treated me the way I talk about the men in my TikToks? No. God, no. I would not be dating. It doesn't matter. Gender isn't real. It doesn't matter who it is. I would never date somebody who disrespected me.
Exactly.
And so, or didn't agree with my morals or didn't agree with the things I really care about. And so it does bother me when people are like, oh, but like, why are you doing this? It's like, you literally don't know me.
Well, that's like, true. Yeah. And it's also, it's not like you're screaming about people eating meat and how they're the devil. And then you go have a burger. It's not exactly like that.
Right. Exactly. It's like, come on, guys. But overall, though, like, I haven't getting sweet comments, just like people asking his pronouns and stuff, which are he, him, and like, just, you know, asking where we met. We met on Hinge. So we love that.
Was that the first time that you had a good thing with Hinge, or was Hinge pretty good before that? What was Hinge like for you?
Hinge was interesting. I think all dating apps for me have been very interesting.
Would you rate them on a one above the other? Okay, so what's the rundown?
I would say for the ones that I've been on, Hinge is number one. I think Hinge is better for people who, in my opinion, are looking more for a maybe like not a relationship per se, but more of a person who isn't just a one-night stand. Sure. And there's nothing wrong with one-night stands, but maybe a consistent partner or someone that may develop into a relationship. That's what I believe, like what I got from it.
Yeah.
Because the people I met on Hinge were the people I definitely like hung out with more. And it wasn't just like, okay, I fucked you, bye. Like, you know.
Sure. What's the fuck you buy app? Would that be Tinder or would that?
Oh, that's Tinder.
Okay. See, I don't really know. I've been on Tinder, but then I can't remember the circumstances. I don't think I ever went out with anyone on Tinder because it might've been when I was traveling a bunch. Although I did miss out on an opportunity in France that I sort of saw the message too late. And I was like, God damn it.
Darn.
But hey, look, you know, there's another trip. There's another time. I dated someone that I met off Craigslist years ago.
Okay, Craigslist. Maybe that's number one. Okay.
They're still a very good friend, by the way.
We love that. Craigslist creates love and friendship. Yeah. Get on Craigslist now.
Craigslist is the way to go. Plus, it's got a good name that it's named after. I support that.
Exactly.
Right?
We love Craig.
Oh, my God. If you Google or rather search on YouTube, Chrissy and Craig, because I wanted to make sure that the thing was coming up. The the first episode was coming up in the search listings. There's a whole bunch of other things. It's like Chrissy and Craig's wedding. Like there's a whole bunch of we should look at other Chrissy and Craig.
Wait, that'd be so funny. Oh, my God.
We're going to see what the other Chrissy and Craig teams are up to.
What are they up to?
Yeah, what are they up to? Right. I bet. Yeah, I bet we'd love their show. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah, sure. Why not?
So then the Hinge and Tinder. And then what are some of the other dating apps? Because I really don't know.
Like,
I'm not even and I'm not on any of the hookup apps. I'm not on especially even in the last year and a half. But I've never been on Grindr or Scruff or well, I'll tell you. The one that I had been on but never sort of followed anything through from was Field, which I was calling Fieldy, which my friend Mickey was getting perpetual delight out of because I was like, so Fieldy, and she's like, no, it's Field. And I'm like, okay, I look at this, it's what I see.
So funny.
And that's for like threesomes or being with couples. And I've never had a threesome. I sort of plan on it someday, but I was like, yeah, I'll check this out. You know what I mean? And it's, I think, really kink friendly. So
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've used Hinge, Tinder, and Bumble. Bumble's
that's the other one.
A decent one. I would put first Hinge for me, second Bumble.
Yeah.
And then
and that's the
last
one where
Tinder.
The guy sends a message but doesn't have anything until the woman decides they want.
So you can match with somebody, and I don't remember what it was like for
Or let's say it's where guys basically have to be approved before they can chat.
Yeah,
with the person.
Like so if it's like you like if you match with like a guy or just like I think you message them first. They can't
That's
message you first. That's
okay.
what it is.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I was like, how does that work again? But you message them first, which is kind of nice because then you can look through who you match with and you're like, wait, I don't really like you. And then not say anything. So it's kind of nice.
That is good. Yeah. And I imagine cuts down on unwanted messages for sure.
Oh, so many unwanted messages. You still get them sometimes and you're like, God damn it, block. But
on Tinder, are a lot of guys just like hot out of the gate with like creepy messages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, it's so nice, like liking women or just femme people, you know, just because like cis men, yes, like they come right out of the box like, hey, suck my dick. And it's like, whoa, I don't know you.
yeah.
But, you know,
an opening gambit that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're not like, you know, if you are just looking for hookups, which I have before, obviously, and it's not like a cis man, it's usually a lot nicer at first. And then you can get into that stuff later if you want. But it's more of a like, hi, I am saying hello to you because you're a person. Like,
right. Right.
You are not an object. You are a real person. Hi, hello, how are you? Okay, let's get to it.
Like, you know, exactly. Like the let's get to a parking come at any time, but you do have to establish some kind of rapport of any level.
Yeah. Like let's have some respect first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go do whatever. But like, no, like Brad, like your first message saying you want me to suck your dick is not going to get me to do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so message to anyone listening. I don't think anyone listening to this would have to be told this, but
no.
Probably don't do that. Yeah.
Probably not. It's probably not very cool, and it probably isn't going to get you very far.
Right.
So.
And you're not on Scruff or Grindr, which maybe you should be if you're just looking for someone to straight up
Is Grindr just for like
gay hookups, I think.
Is it just men or like male presenting?
I think so, but I haven't really been on it. That's what I understand it to be. And Scruff, the same thing.
Like a Grindr for like women or femme people.
Yeah.
You know, just like that. Like, where's that?
Where's the queer hookup app?
Where's the queer hookup?
Anyone listening, if you know.
Pick?
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Because who's opposed to that? Like, that's fine. Hookups are fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We don't shame hookups here. I've had enough. I don't remember. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's been a while. And you've gotten some tattoos now together. Did you get tattoos? Or you were there getting a tattoo? Yeah, you tell me, because we talked about this earlier. That wasn't recorded. So I feel like we should share with everyone.
Yes. So my partner and I, well, that's like our thing, kind of. Like, we love to get tattoos together. And when I had met him first, like, I only had three, maybe. Like, I had this one here, and then I had one under my boob, and then, I don't know, another one somewhere?
The mystery tattoo, as it's known.
Wherever it is. Who knows? Yeah. But, so, like, our, like, bonding, a lot of times, like, going out and getting tattoos together, because he is, like, just covered, like, he will be head to fucking toe covered in it, and I love it. It is so hot. But, so, yesterday, I think, was when, like, I was doing, like, the Q&A on my Instagram. People were asking about him. And so he got a tattoo. I did not, because I did not have enough time.
Mm, okay.
But he got like this cool, like, he's like so funny. He's so like, wow, Satan, like, metal, like super like metal guy. Like, it's
cool.
So funny. And then there's like me, that's like Princess Bubblegum over here. Oh my God. If you watch Adventure Time, this is okay. Like, guilty pleasure, watching Adventure Time is my favorite show in the whole world.
Oh, I'll have to see it.
My brother and I.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Like, but it's like, my brother and I will like watch it and like draw like we're kids again. Like,
oh, that's sweet.
Like,
yeah.
Tonight we'll probably do that. But I think we're like Marceline and Princess Bubblegum. Marceline's like a vampire girl. And Princess Bubblegum is, you know, Princess Bubblegum.
She's
who she is. And so, yeah, like, it's just kind of like that dynamic, which I think is like super funny because we're so different. But yeah,
no, that's perfect. That's a nice little combination then.
Mm-hmm. Like, my tattoos are like butterflies and like crying angels and clouds. And his are like Satan.
Yeah.
And like
skulls with knives.
So many skulls. So many skulls. Like, it's so funny. It's so cute, though.
Be interesting to do sort of like on paper or something, like a combination of some of your tattoos, like a skull, but like with like little hearts floating out of the top of it.
See, I should convince him to get one of those. Be like, for me.
Exactly.
He it's always like, what should my next tattoo be? I'd be like, my name.
Yeah.
Every time. Like,
just
you never
name.
Will, yeah. But Chrissy.
Maybe like, you know, one little tiny pink heart next to a skull or something like that.
Yeah, right. Maybe I should get that. I kind of do want a skull on me somewhere.
Oh, well, that's not a bad. Yeah, like that's like a reverse version of that. That's nice. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe a skull with some pink outlining on it.
Mm, we love that. We love that.
Because you talked about earlier in the show that doesn't exist, the tattoo that you plan on getting on your backside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get Bite Me on my ass with little cherries next to it. I was going to get it yesterday, but I didn't have time.
And you want to do it right, so.
I want to do it right, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So soon. She's coming. It'll be there.
So we're looking forward to that. Now,
oh yeah.
When you first got your first tattoo, when was that?
I got my first, oh my God, this is such a funny story. I got my first tattoo last year, a little over a year ago. It's the one, I have one right here, like underneath my boob that says the Divine Feminine. It's
nice.
Like one of my favorite tattoos.
Yeah.
Because I love, that's one of Mac Miller's albums.
Oh, okay.
Rest in peace. We love him. And I just love femininity and the Divine Feminine and everything that means. But so I was with my friends hanging out and they're like, oh my God, let's go get tattoos. And I was like, okay, fuck it. Like I was just in this mindset of like, I was just going through a lot at that time. So I was like, I don't fucking care. Let's go. Like usually your first tattoo, I feel like is really like, ah, tattoo. Like this is forever.
Yeah.
But I was just like, fuck it. Like, that's how I am all the time now with them.
I noticed that's a thing. My friend Spencer and Chelsea, pretty covered on their arms and legs anyway. And I think Chelsea's getting her stomach done. And
they're
the same way. Like, oh, I just sort of felt like I wanted a tattoo. Not I wanted to get this tattooed. I just wanted to get a tattoo.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm getting until I'm in the shop. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'll do this. So at the time, I was like dating my like super horrible ex and was like at that place where I was going to like break up with him. Like I was done. He was away at school and like I was here in Chicago and I was so fucking over it. So I was like ignoring him and just like whatever, you know, waiting for him to come home so I could end it.
Also known as the fun stage, right? The ignoring and waiting till the breakup.
Oh, yeah. It was so fun. But
highly recommended. Yeah.
Highly recommended. So I remember, so I don't know why, like I just like answered him or something. He was like, what are you doing? And I knew this would irk him so much. I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo. And he was like, what? You're doing what?
Yeah.
And like freaked the fuck out. And it had to have been the funniest thing. He calls me and I'm at the shop and I'm like, what is your problem? Like, get over it. Like, and he's just like, you're ruining your life. Like, you're never going to get a job. And he goes,
what?
He goes, what if we have kids one day and our kids see that? You are setting such a bad example. And I literally went, we're having kids.
Whoa. The news.
I was like,
this is the Lollapalooza shithead too, right? This is the
yes.
One. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I was like, I am 19 years old. We are. I was like, who? I think I literally said like, who the fuck do you think you are to think you would have a child with me?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Let alone think I'd have a child, period. Like, I was
by the
like,
way, let's just say another good day to not be pregnant. Is that what you're
another good day to not be pregnant? Yes.
Hallelujah. Salute. Yeah.
Salute. But, oh my God, it was just so funny. He was like fucking crying and screaming at me on the phone.
Oh my God.
Like, Chrissy, you're ruining your life. Like, you're so irresponsible. You're always like this, just like doing whatever the fuck you want all the time. Like, you never think of me. And I just like, I really let him have it. I remember I was so done. I was like, when he said that thing about like kids, I was like, how fucking dare you think I'd ever want to have a kid with you? That was like, and he was like, what? Like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't think you understand that my body is my body and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. And
right,
like, you are projecting insecurities onto me that I do not need or I do not want.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just like was sobbing. It was so,
that's
man,
crazy.
Men really will cry over the like dumbest shit when they want to get their way. I feel like,
yeah, for no good reason.
It wasn't genuine.
No, of course not. And also, I like the jumping to you'll never get a job with that. did Idiot ask where it was going to be? Because, you know, most jobs now go, well, listen, we think that you're a terrific candidate for the managerial position. The thing is, we need to see under your boob.
Yeah, right. Literally, I was like, it literally at the, that's a tattoo that would not have been shown like at all. Right. Also, it's like, do you know what I want to do with my life?
Right. Do you know the jobs in quotes that I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I was like, okay, so you don't care about me or know anything I want to do. So we got that covered.
Yeah. Or you're just like trying to undermine all my hopes and dreams by being like, you need an office job, the kind that they check under your boob.
Right. Like, what the fuck? Go fuck yourself, ugly bitch. Oh, my God. But I just remember hanging the phone up, getting my tattoo and not talking to him for like 3 days straight. And then he had like come home and I like, I don't, I saw him for like an hour or so because I was like still planning to break up with him, but like, I don't know, just like said hi or something. And he like saw I had this tattoo on here then, like I had gotten another. He was like, oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You got another one and didn't consult me about it. Oof. Like, I am just so sick of this narrative of like people feeling like they have to consult another human being when they want to do what they want to do with their own body or themselves. Like, fuck off. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. What I want to do is my business and none of yours.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's the kind of thing where you're excited to tell someone about it, which is really the only way that you should be, you know, sharing plans or whatever, that's cool. But that is bullshit. Oh, listen, I wanted to run this by you. I'm not running anything by anyone about things I'm doing. Like, if we're doing something, it's like, hey, what do you think of this? But that's different, right? Like,
because we're working, includes someone else. Sure.
Yeah, because we're like, we're working like, on something and doing something together. That's totally different than I don't know anything else.
Literally. Oh my God. Like, why did you not consult me? I'm like, excuse me, are you my boss? Who? What?
Right. Right.
Ugh.
My mind. Yeah. That's foul. Yeah. Well, it's always the people who get uptight like that. They'll never be in a situation where they would actually be the one consulted. No one gives a shit about what they have to say.
No. Literally. I don't think people realize that 9 out of 10 times, nobody fucking cares what you're saying.
Like, most of the time. And this is why we talked about something like this in the Unheard show, the great mystery lost show.
you'll never see it.
Nope. The collectors, they're going to go for it, but I'm telling you right now, you can't get it. And it's not just, we're not just trying to like keep it, we're not just trying to make it more salable. It ain't there. But advice, we were talking about advice before. And a lot of times people will give you unwanted advice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and we're all capable of it. I might've done that with you when I was talking about your lease. I was like, oh, but what if you moved to LA? And I was like, and I felt dumb afterwards. You're like, well, I could probably sublet. And I was like, yeah, she can handle her own life. I don't need to...
And like sometimes it is nice to have someone just like be like, oh, okay, but like what if this, and just sometimes just to plant a seed so you're like, oh, I do have to think about that. But when it comes to advice where it's like, I'm telling you this because I feel like you need to know this, because when you do this you're gonna fuck up, or like this is gonna
dumb. You're too dumb to know this kind of thing.
Yeah, like this inevitably is going to happen. So you can't do it. It's just like, no, I don't need your unwanted opinion. I don't need your unwanted advice. Like, I see that you're just like looking out for me right now. Sorry.
That's okay.
I see that you're just looking, got another call, but silenced it right away.
Do you need to call them or no?
No. These are just stupid calls. but you know, just like, you can give your 2 cents to somebody, but you can't be mad at them if they don't take it, you know?
Yeah, and also you can't be crowbarring your shit in there. Like, if it's something that really pings on your radar, because that always happens, or that can happen, rather. You know, something like, you're like, really? Are you sure? Because I thought that person did this to you. Are you going to do that? Or, you know, something like that.
Right.
But in general, when we were talking about something that we talked about before that we didn't reference now, you are, in fact, moving in a few weeks.
Oh, my God, I am.
And congratulations.
I am moving in a few weeks. Thank you. I am so excited. I'm so ready for the change, just to be in a new environment, a new space.
Really? After this whole last year, you want to be in a new space? Why?
Oh, so funny. You'll find out soon.
I know, and I can't wait. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Fun for everyone.
Yeah, enjoy my trauma.
And I was wondering, did you pick the new place because of its proximity to Insomnia Cookies?
Oh, fuck. I should have thought about that.
You didn't check? Oh, no. Now I'm not trying to put thoughts in your mind now. Uh-oh.
Oh, I have to break the lease. No, I'm kidding.
Well, Craig ruined it. He let me know that there was no insomnia. Yeah.
It is what it is, you know.
I thought he was happy for me, and then he goes and says that.
So fake. Craig, you're so fake.
You can vague tweet about that like later. Like, I was so let down. Like,
I was so let down today. And I won't tell anyone why, too. I'll be like,
oh. Right. Oh, aren't those amazing? The vague tweets are like, oh.
I love vague tweets. I love tweeting vague tweets and then never explaining them.
Those are great. I saw a great one of yours recently about running a man out of Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, we'll talk about it. I need to know how much I can say first.
Sure, sure.
I will never name names, but I just want to run by it because it was an old friend to my partner. So.
Ah, okay. Well, interesting. You know what? That's a little teaser for an upcoming episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's lots of stuff. There's so much stuff to talk about. So that's the fun thing.
Always.
I guess that's it for this episode then. What do you think?
I guess, I mean, it is what it is, babes. You're just going to have to come back next week.
That's what it is. Or maybe go to Patreon.
Oh, you should. If you don't, I'm going to be mad at all of you.
And you don't want that. You don't want that.
See you next Tuesday.